all about her. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Hey, Michelle, know anyone who had a nose job when they were growing up?
Yes, me.
Wasn't that?
Me.
Oh, you did not have a nose
job.
Yeah,
I guess I did. I had a nose job because I had two deviated septums from people, one running into somebody's knee as I was sliding into a home plate, and somebody else kind of elbowed me by accident. So there we have it. Coming
that's
clean.
Just because the catcher. That's just because the catcher was good looking and you were sliding right toward him. You know that's the truth. Come on. Fess up. I know. Well, so,
right.
You know, I'm sitting here. I have never had any of these issues. I have, you know, my little nose is still there and everything
it
seems
is.
To be looking pretty good. But,
it
you
does.
Know, a lot of people out there have a question. I'm glad you like my nose. a lot of people out there probably wonder, what's the difference between a deviated septum and a nose job? And we have one of our wonderful Empower Her Medical Advisory Board members, Dr. Robert Singer, who's an internationally recognized plastic surgeon in practice in La Jolla, California, to help us answer these questions. First of all, welcome Dr. Singer to Her Radio, and we're so happy you're here to tell us, what in the heck is a nose job?
Well, it's a pleasure to join you. Thank you. A nose job is generally a procedure in which the architecture, the underlying framework of the nose, which involves the cartilage in the bone, is modified to make it cosmetically better, to make it blend with the surrounding features. It should always be natural. It should be individualized. It should fit the face. So you can't take a nose from someone else and say, that's the nose I want, because it may look great on them but not on you. And how does that differ from a septoplasty? Often a septoplasty is done in conjunction with improving the nose. The rhinoplasty or the nose job is done for the cosmetic appearance. The septoplasty, the septum is the cartilage that's a firm structure that separates the internal portion of two airways, and sometimes that becomes deviated. It can be deviated from birth. It can be from trauma, as was in Michelle's case. And to improve the breathing, you work on the septum and you straighten it or you remove the deviated portion internally, which can help improve the breathing. Often they're done in conjunction because good surgery should, one, look natural, but it also should be functional.
So can you be born with this, Dr. Singer? And I know it can be done by, you know, injury, like in my case, but are people born with a deviated septum and they don't even know it?
Yeah, a lot of people have a deviated nose or asymmetries and the deviation of the septum from birth, and as they get older, it becomes more obvious. A deviated septum will often produce some blockage of the nose with breathing. But there's normal cycles of breathing where one side gets stuffy, the other side opens, and then it switches. Certain activities, lying down, one side opens and then the other closes. And running and certain foods will do that. That's a normal variation, but it can be more extreme if there's a deviated septum. And sometimes that the airway is not only blocked from the septum, but it can be from what's called the turbinates. There's on each side that filter the air and moisturize it, but the lower ones sometimes become very swollen and can also block the airway. So the important thing when you're improving an airway of the nose is to make the right diagnosis, have it evaluated by an appropriate individual, a board-certified plastic surgeon, ideally from the American Board of Plastic Surgery, who's a member of the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, or a facial plastic surgeon and otolaryngologist.
The key of fixing it
is making the right diagnosis.
Right.
Well, walk us through the whole thing. So let's just say, you know, for either situation, someone has been evaluated by the appropriate people. So, you know, how long does the surgery take? What's the recovery like? Can they exercise after nasal surgery? Help us understand, you know, what's involved here.
It really depends on the extent of what we're doing. If you're doing just the septum and the turbinates, it's all internal. It doesn't change the outward appearance. Some surgeons will use a little packing. Many use much less or don't use any at all. Some will use a little plastic straw on the inside of the nose so you can still breathe through it while you're recovering. And it's usually done under an anesthesia, general anesthesia, or intravenous sedation, but it should be administered by an appropriate anesthesia provider, a board-certified anesthesiologist or CRNA. It should be done in an appropriate facility, an accredited facility, accredited by one of the national organizations like Quadruple ASF or in a licensed hospital. And the length of the surgery really depends on the extent of the complexity. In a nose that's deviated, that's had prior trauma, it may be a little bit more involved. You're working on the underlying bone for a rhinoplasty, for a nose job, and you're working on the cartilage. You're taking away or diminishing the portion that's excessive, and sometimes the area that's depressed, that has a deficiency, you're adding cartilage from inside, from the septum, actually, to build up those areas, because you want to balance and you want to put it all in harmony with the rest of the features. So how long it will take, it may take anywhere from an hour to a couple, few hours. Then the recovery, there's usually a splint on, there's bruising, there's some swelling. Patients need to be off of aspirin and vitamin E and chromium and Chinese herbs and anti-inflammatories ahead of time, because all of those things interfere with coagulation. How patients bruise, how much swelling they get, depends on the extent of the procedure, the surgeon, but it's also very individual. That's an inherited tendency. And then after, I tell patients, and most people feel no jogging, aerobics, sunning, swimming exercise for 2 to 3 weeks, because you don't want to cause problems. If you go through this, you want to get the best option for the best healing. And you need to follow the instructions of the surgeon preoperatively and postoperatively, because you're involved in your own care.
This is what I love about you, Robert. You just get all the key points. You know, get the right person doing this. Get the right, you know, make sure they're board certified. All those things that are so important. And be a good patient and follow the instructions. So who is a good, so I love that. I just, me being the advocate, that's just right up my alley. But who's a good candidate, number one? And can you have other surgical procedures when you're having, you know, your deviated septum fixed?
The answer to that is yes, you can have other procedures, whether it's a deviated septum or a rhinoplasty and nose job with the septum. You can do eyelids, you can do some neck contouring, you can do a face. It depends on, you know, the areas that concern you. There are some combinations that I won't do. The main concern should always be safety. That should always be the priority. And that depends on whether you're a good medical candidate, what's the anatomy, how realistic you are about the procedure. You have to understand that there are trade-offs in any procedure. If you're ambivalent, you shouldn't have anything done. So the person where they have a deformity that bothers them enough that they want to do something, they're realistic about the outcome, they have good underlying medical condition, those are reasonable candidates. The age to do a rhinoplasty, you want to wait until the nose is basically fully grown, and that's usually 15 to 16 in a female. In a male, males tend to mature slower, and most women think they never mature. So that's usually 17 in a male.
Well, we are going to hop on that mature thing in about a minute. That's a whole different segment on men and maturity, but there it is. We want to thank you so much, Dr. Robert Singer, an internationally recognized plastic surgeon who's helped us understand the difference between a deviated septum and a nose job. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
Make sure you do your homework. It's so important. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.